Well, good morning to you. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. It's Happy Friday at the Guy R. Cook Report, and I'm Guy R. Cook, so that explains that. It's March the 17th, 2017. Boy, the year is flying by, isn't it? The Friday episode of the Guy R. Cook Report, we basically go through and do a wrap-up of this week's episodes, and so in order to not run out of time, let's get right to it. On Monday, we went to this link, and there it is, Happy Monday. Let me scroll down a little bit so that works better. The Monday episode, we talked about building brands on Instagram. If you missed that episode, it's spelled out right there in the show notes, and you can get to those, as I've always said, if you go to the guyrcookreport.podbean.com. As soon as I've got the audio edited, we pop that into podbean.com, and there you have it. So, looking at Monday's episode, we went through the bullet list of things that they talked about doing on Instagram, except advertising. I don't advertise on anybody's pay-to-play advertising, because I can do it myself, and not near as much money. So, maybe I'm not getting the results I'd like to get, but I'm not spending a lot of money. On Tuesday, we talked about who owns your domain, because I was looking through LinkedIn for some ideas for SEO tips, and I came across a post written by Michael Mason on LinkedIn, and basically he's asking, does your web designer holding your website hostage still? Like, some people will pay half down, half on completion, and so at that time, that's when the designer should go in and make the owner of the domain be the owner and not himself, the web designer. So if that's the case, the link is right there to go to the whoisondomaintools.com, put in your domain name, and get the who is the registrant information. It spells it out right there, what you need to look for. So give that a go if you're not sure who owns your domain. On Wednesday, way outside the lines, Wednesday we talked about a recent incident with my cell phone. My old Samsung Note 2, you know, the one that came out back in, I think, 2012, well, it finally wore out. I didn't drop it. It didn't get drowned. It just wore out. So I asked the Sprint company, my carrier, I'm paying insurance. What do I do next? Oh, well, your phone's wore out. Well, you need to get an insurance claim started, and it'll take a long time. Well, it didn't. I've already got my new phone, and the details are all in the show notes. I won't bore you with those again. You can read about it if you choose to. And so let's look back at Thursday, yesterday. We talked about a post that was written by Wade Harmon about the psychology of visual marketing in social media. I mean, first week we talked about Instagram. This one talks about all the flavors, whether it's Google+, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest. Those are the four that they picked to be their presence. And we've got the bullet list there in the show notes that talks about faces, screenshots, foreground, cartoons, all of the things. It's a really good post that Wade wrote, and I hope you'll give that a look, because the social media marketing and doing that right, it's important for your brand. And going back to the show notes now, we'll scroll down a little bit, and we want to have a look at two things. There's a planning session guide that will start here right above that icon there. Use that if you've got a new project that you're starting. If you're redesigning a project that you've got right now, there's some brain food there for you. Take a look at that. And once you've got that online presence right, ways to improve your brand's recognition, one of those ways is become more transparent. That is, the more people know about you, the more they feel like they know you. People buy from people that they know, you feel me? Take a look at the 27 questions in the Guy R. Cook Report questions and pick five of them, email them back to me, and we'll do the dance. We'll attempt to have a meaningful interview about making your brand more transparent. Big thanks to all the patrons of the Guy R. Cook Report. Appreciate each and every one of you. Couldn't do it without you. That's a great way to show that you appreciate the content that we have here. Hope that you do. That's our goal anyway. Thanks to Fraser Ramsey at Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean over in Edinburgh, Scotland, that got this party started. And big thanks to Eileen Smith from BasicBlogTips.com. I invite you to go to Basic Blog Tips and read about her appearance that's going to be in about, I think it's next week at Marketing World. And the graphic that she has there gives you the right name and the right dates and so forth. Thanks for telling us about Screencast-O-Matic. That's what we record the show with. It's a great window screen recorder. And use it also sometimes to record things that we share on Friends Just Chatting Facebook group. That's a group of good people from all over the world that talk about everything. There's no set topic when they go into their live streaming chat. Usually, every morning, I go in there for just a little bit before we start the show and catch up on what's new, what's different, and so forth. So on that note, I'm going to say thank you for listening, and please consider subscription to our YouTube channel if you're on the YouTube. There's a link there in the show notes to get there with a bit.ly short link, VDH YouTube, because our parent corporation, VDomain Hosting, is the VDH. Click the subscribe button if you want to join us on the Fire Talk channel and subscribe there. Follow us on Pinterest, and there's that Fire Talk icon I was talking about. And like it says at the bottom, if it isn't tested, it doesn't work. So I wish you to have a great, great weekend. Again, happy St. Patrick's Day. And on that note, I'm going to say those three magic words. I do it every episode closing. It's a wrap.